The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
Our Made in Michigan spotlight this morning, we're going to talk about some historic restoration projects here in Michigan, specifically in the greater Blue Water area. We'll go north to Port Sanilac as we welcome in our next guests. On the phone, Don Malik from the Sanilac County Historical Museum. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
And also in studio, TJ Gaffney. Good morning.
Good morning, Caleb.
Nice to see you. Thank you for stopping in and for helping to put together this interview here for us. And the interview is about the restoration of that 1940s era troop kitchen car.
Yep.
That was donated to the museum up in Port Sanilac, and is now restored and on display. Don, let's start with you, and let's talk about, if you want to back up a little bit, I know we had you on before to talk about this, but let's just kind of recap how you guys ended up with that car.
Well, I was contacted by Dan Meinhardt from the Port Huron Railroad Historical Society. And unfortunately, their organization was folding, and they were looking to rehome some items, including this troop train. And at the Sanilac County Museum, we've had the Decorville Depot on our grounds for decades, and always wished to have a rail car to set beside it. So when these gentlemen got in touch with us and told us they might have a rail car for us, you can only imagine how super excited we were. And that was the beginning of this whole thing, which so far has been about a 9 or 10 month journey making this happen.
Now, TJ, this is, when it comes to historic, especially railroad preservation, 9 months from sitting in a rail yard abandoned in Flint to being restored and back on display in Port Sanilac is a very short period of time, is it not?
Yeah, it's an amazingly short period of time. It really is a testament to the group of individuals that came together to make it happen, obviously Don included. I think just getting everything kind of lined up, and as Don, I'm sure, will say too, you have had an amazing project coordinator in Utz Schmidt, who has really stayed on top of everything during this entire process, and really has been committed from the get-go to make sure that the I's were dotted and T's were crossed, or in this case, ties were spiked, as you could say. So,
the significance of this car is what? I don't know, TJ, Don, who wants to take this? But why this car, and why put it on display in Port Sanilac?
Well, from the Sanilac County Historical Society perspective, it's important to us because our job is to preserve and promote history. So to have this rail car is just, it is such a big deal for us. And even more importantly, currently we have a military display that's on the second floor of the Lou Pearson Mansion, which is our museum. But it's on the second floor, and it's on the second floor of a home that was built in 1872. So to get up those stairs, I'm telling you, even young people complain about, oh my God, my legs are killing me trying to get up and down those stairs. So many people, especially some of our elderly veterans, it's impossible for them to get up there to view our military display. So it was really important to us that we were able to use the troop train to display at least a portion of our military items, and also to make it wheelchair accessible. And as TJ said, Utz Schmidt has just been beyond fabulous as a project manager. For me, as the administrator, I handle just about every darn thing in the museum. So for me, not having to worry about this project, and trust me, I didn't have to worry for a minute, Utz handles absolutely everything, and he makes it happen like now. So this is going to be, we are super proud that we're able to now open up our military display for our aging veterans and members in the community.
TJ, so you, correct me if I'm wrong, we're consulting on this project, right?
Absolutely. And you know, as I say, and as Don has alluded to too, I mean, it really was a community effort. Not just within the Port Sanilac community, but even in the rail history community. We had other entities involved. Steam Railroading Institute over in Owosso was able to volunteer some of their folks and to get a little bit more accurate set of wheels for the car. When the big day came for the move in particular, it really was a group effort to make it happen. You had cranes on both ends. You had folks going, as Don will remember, I think we were both on speed dial with each other, just making sure where things were. The railroad too. We really can't say enough towards Lake States Railway, which I know you've interviewed the owner of and others. But the employees there were fantastic. They gave us the help, and most importantly, since this car was still a car that belonged technically to CSX, but sat on Lake State's property, that was a big deal. So we were very, very appreciative of all the help that they gave too.
Yeah, no, you look at this was sitting in a rail yard in Flint.
Correct.
And you had to get it off the property.
Correct.
And you ended up trucking it
from
Flint up to Port Sanilac. And where are we at now in this restoration project? I saw it was painted. You got a nice coat of paint on it. What about the interior? What's the next steps to get that all finished up?
Well, clearly, and I believe Don just posted up a video on their Facebook page, the next big step was, alluding to that handicap access. They built a beautiful new deck. Again, the speed with which I'm just blown away by. That is getting close to being finished, and then once that happens, the interior work can really get going. So, yes, the painting and lettering, which was done by a gentleman by the name of Jeff Connor that I've worked with before, and who an amazing group of volunteers that Sanilac County was able to provide, really knocked that out of the park, and we were lucky enough to find some of the original lettering under many layers of paint, and which confirmed what we believed was the case, which we had the right number. And it's actually, to our knowledge, the oldest of the kitchen cars that survive. And one that's in St. Thomas now are the oldest two, K-102 and K-103. So,
wow. Yep. Very exciting. Now, Don, don't want to put you on the spot here, but perhaps some more railroad rolling stock, if you will, might find its way up your way in the future, perhaps?
Well, gosh, who knows? We waited decades for this one. So I wouldn't see anything happening during my time at the museum, but you just never know. You never know what's around the next corner. But I'm telling you, this project has been so important to the museum and to the county. I mean, our veterans in the county really rallied and helped raise money and made generous donations. We started this project out knowing that there was no way that we could afford to fund this on our own. We figured it would be, a minimum $100,000 project. And we just, of course there was no warning. It wasn't like we could save up for this.
Right.
So we went to our community, and immediately we had a very generous donor who offered us $50,000 in matching funds. So then the job became raising that $50,000 because you don't want to leave a darn dime on the table. And we were able to do that. Lots of organizations participated by donating, and people I even had a call from a woman in Germany who called to donate $250 to the project. So we are very blessed by our relationships in the community, and we created so many more, not only with TJ, but with Dan Meinhard and, mm-hmm. and the Railroad Historical Society in general, but people we had never spoken with that, you know, I just called and said, hey, can you help out? And they donated stone and they donated railroad fabric. And what do you want? People were just anxious to help.
So if someone wants to see this, just again, let's talk about, you know, where this is at, you know, on your property. What are your hours? How can people come check out not only the kitchen car, but the rest of the Sanilac Historical Museum, too?
Sure. Yeah, we have 16 historic buildings now, plus a troop train car, and we have 10 acres. And we're basically open daily from dawn to dusk. People can come and wander anytime, and they'll basically find they can see the train from M25, mm-hmm. which the museum is right on M25, just about a mile, maybe half a mile south of the Four Corners in Port Sanilac. So folks can drop by anytime. The deck is in process right now. I think within days it will be open and people can come and get up and close and personal with the rail car. So people are invited anytime. We love to have company. We do continue our fundraising for this because, as most people know, the cost of building supplies has increased dramatically. So our $100,000 isn't going as far as we had originally thought, you know, 9 or 10 months ago. So we continue that, and, you know, we invite folks to drop by. I'm hoping the interior will be renovated and ready for Day weekend, 23, so we can have a big blowout.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing our project manager, Ute Schmidt, I have no doubt whatsoever that he will make that happen for
us. Yep.
And Don Malik is with the Sanilac County Historical Museum, joining us here on the phone. TJ Gaffney in studio, Streamline Historic Services, a consultant on that project. And again, we're recapping, if you will, the past 9 months of moving and refurbishing that historic troop kitchen car on display up in Port Sanilac. Go check it out. Don, TJ, thank you for sharing that information with us. Pleasure seeing you again in studio here, TJ.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll come up and see you real soon. All right, Don?
Super. Thanks right. for having me.
Yeah,
yep, absolutely.
You're welcome. Appreciate both of you. It's 5 minutes now before 8 o'clock. WPHM Morning Show rolling right along here on 1380 WPHM.